Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Trap when they were trying to kill the king, and he said, "What honor and what dignity?" Listen, there's another version says, let me read another version. "What honor or dignity, distinction, special recognition, favor or reward has been done for Mordecai for this?" They said, "Nothing has been done," replied the king's attendants. "I want to let you know that God will cause you to be recognized, honored and favored for the work that you've done. If some of you have done some work in secret, and it seems as though no one knows about it, but heaven has recorded what you have done. There's some of you, listen, you're not showing off. You give to people in secret. You look after the people. You feed people. You pay people's rent. You pay people's mortgage. You give abundantly from the heart, out of a true heart. Why? Because God has blessed you, and all you want to do is be a blessing. Amen. And it seems as though God has forgotten. There's some of your enemies, they've been plotting against you. But the same enemies that have been plotting against you, the people that wanted to kill you, will be the ones that help promote you. Oh, let me say that again. The same people that listen to plot to kill you, and the same ones that listen to me, God is going to use to promote you. Don't worry about your enemies. God is going to use them as stepping stones to your promotion in the mighty name of Jesus." Haman came in, and the king said, "What honor do you think the kingship should be done for the man that the king wants to honor?" So Haman, in his presumption, thinks it is him. "Let a royal apparel be made. Let the king choose the best horse and let him ride upon it. And let them say, this is the man that the king wants to honor." The king said, "Everything that comes from your mouth, do it quickly and do it for Mordecai." Can you imagine the shame that he must have felt parading his enemy through the city? Let me tell you something now. What the enemy meant for evil, the Lord is going to turn it around for your good. The Lord is going to cause someone listening to be remembered. I'm going to say this again. I feel this so strongly. God is going to cause you to be remembered. God has seen how you pray. If some of you pray, you pray, you pray, you pray. You're not interested in finances. You're not interested in money. You're not interested in gold and silver and riches. You're not interested in all those things. But the Bible says, my Bible says, Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Listen to me, God is going to cause you to be remembered, and he's going to cause your enemies to help promote you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When we go down, let me go down to 2 Kings 8. Amen. The Bible says there was a woman, amen, and she looked after the man of God. And some of you looked after the man of God. You've looked after the woman of God. You haven't done it to be seen. You've just done it out of the generosity of the kindness of your heart, because you've got a servant heart. You've got a heart to serve in ministry, a heart to serve people, a heart to serve men of God, women of God. Amen. The Bible said this woman, she made a place, a room for the man of God. It said, we see this as a holy man, a godly man. Let us make a room, amen. Let's put a room and a bed so he can stay when he passes. And the Bible says that this woman was remembered by Elijah. She said, "What does this woman need?" Amen. She says, "I don't need nothing." But let me tell you something, that there's something that everybody needs. Amen. I don't care what anyone says, there's something that we all need. Maybe it's more anointing, maybe it's the presence of God. We all need something from God. I need everything from him. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. And she said, "Nothing." And he said, "Listen, she has no kids." And he said, "This time next year, amen, God is going to remember you. God gave her a child." Amen. He gave her a heart's desire. He gave her a heart's desire. And I want to let someone know, God is going to grant you your heart's desire. Why? Because you're faithful. Why? Because you've been serving him. Why? Because God has seen your affliction. He's seen the persecution. He's seen the things you've had to face. There's some people that walked away, left you, turned their back on you. Amen. Said all kind of evil things falsely for his name's sake. But God has seen what you have gone through. And God said, "I will cause you to be remembered." The child died. Amen. But God brought him back to life through his servant. Amen. And the Bible said there was a time when it came to pass that he told her to go, leave. There's going to be a famine 7 years. Leave, take your flight somewhere and come back. And the Bible says after the 7 years, that this Shunammite woman came back, and she happened to come back on the very same time. There's no coincidence in the word of God. What God is about to do, listen to me, coincidence doesn't come into it. God is about to arrange some kairos moments that God is about to arrange in your life. God is going to cause you to meet some people. God is about to arrange you. He's going to put you in rooms that you never thought you'd be in. God is going to bring you places that you never thought you'd go. Amen. God is going to raise some of you up for his glory and his honor. But when you get there, stay humble. I'm going to say that again. When you get there, stay humble. The Bible says this woman came back on the same time that Gehazi was telling them the story, how Yes, Lord, our Elisha raised the woman to dead. Raised the woman of God to dead. Raised her to dead. Raised her son to dead. Listen to me, I can't even talk properly. Amen. And the Bible says, and it came to pass, as he was telling the king how he had restored a dead boy body to life, that behold, the woman whose son had been restored to life cried to the king for a house and for her land. And Gehazi said, my lord, O king, this is the woman and this is her son whom Elisha restored to life. Talk about timing. Amen. The Bible says the race is not for the swift, nor the battle for the strong. Amen. But time and chance happens to everyone. I returned and saw under the sun and that race is not for the swift, nor the battle for the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor riches for the men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happens to them all. May you always be in the right place at the right time. The Bible says restore. God is about to restore some people. He's about to restore your joy. He's about to restore your ministry, restore your family. God is about to restore some people, restore her and all the fruits of the field since the day she left, even to the time that she came. 2 Kings 8:5-6. May you be remembered. I said, God is going to remember. There's some women you may have been forgotten about, like Ruth, amen. There's some tragedy hit her life. She had lost her husband, lost her brother-in-law, lost her father-in-law, and all she had was her mother-in-law. She was a Moabite, amen. And the Bible says in the Old Testament, the Moabite and the Ammonite cannot come into the congregation of the Lord, amen. But she said, listen to me, your God is going to be my God, amen. Yeah, listen, I'm going to go where you go. Listen, and the Bible says that she followed Naomi. She said, listen, Naomi said, go back. And Orpha went back, but Ruth said, I'm going to cleave to you. I'm going to cleave to you. And because she cleaved to the woman of God, listen to me, she met a kinsman and redeemer, amen. And through her came the line of David, amen, which is the line of our king. The Bible says, I've been told about you. Listen to what Boaz says. I've been told all about you, what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know. The Lord recompense or reward you, reward your work, and the full reward be given you of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you are come to trust. Ruth 2:12. Even your enemies will be saying it. Listen to me. God will cause you to be remembered. Amen. God will cause someone to be remembered. You are not forgotten. I want to let you know, mother, you're not forgotten. God has heard your cry concerning your son, concerning your daughter. You grew them up in the church. You grew them up in the things of God. He said, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they shall not depart from it. And some of you say, God, remember my child. My child is out there. You've been praying for your child. I want to let you know, God has heard your cry concerning your child. He's heard your prayers concerning your families. Listen to me. He's heard your prayers concerning your husband. Some single women, you've been praying. He's saying, God, he said, it's not good for a man to be alone. You are someone's help. And God is saying, I'm preparing you someone. It's a God ordained man that I've prepared for you. I have not forgotten you. Don't take second best. Don't go out there in the world. Don't take someone that does not know the Lord. Take someone that's in covenant with God. Amen. God will cause you to marry the God ordained man for your life, like Ruth, in the name of Jesus. But you may say, preacher, that's all Old Testament. Let's come down to the New Testament. There was a man, amen. The Bible says he was a Gentile. Not only was he a Gentile, he was a Roman soldier of the Italian band. Yes, Cornelius I'm talking about. But the Bible says that he loved God. He worshipped God. Him and his whole house. And there's some people at the sound of my voice. You love God and you worship God. Amen. You may not be Jewish, but like me, you're a Gentile, amen. But he loved God and he worshipped God. And the Bible says that he was fasting, he was praying, him, and he was seeking the Lord. Let's turn to Acts chapter 10, I believe. Acts chapter 10, let's go there right away. Let's go there right now. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. Listen to me, he was a devout man, a one that feared God. And some of you are devout, you're devout Christians. You go to church, amen. You fear God, you pray, amen. Not just you, and you give much alms to the people. And he prayed to God always. Listen to what he said. He gave much alms to the people, and he prayed to God always. He was a giver, he was a sower, amen. And he prayed always. These are the benefits. Listen to what he done. So let's see what he done, and let's see what he got. He was a giver. He gave to the people and he prayed always. And because of this, God turned up in his life. God knew what he needed. There was something that he needed. He needed something. He needed the Holy Ghost. And many of you, the sound of my voice, you've not been yet baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. I release a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost upon your life. And the Bible says, and he saw in a vision evidently about the ninth hour of the day an angel of God coming unto him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid. And he says, Lord, and he said, thy prayers and thine alms has come up before a memorial before God. Oh my God. He said, God remembered him. He said, what did he remember him for? He remembered him for his prayers. Your prayers are not in vain. Your prayers are recorded. They're going up as incense before the throne of God. Your prayers and your alms given has come up before God as a memorial. He said, this is a set time. I'm remembering this man. I'm seeing this man. He's been faithful. He's been devoted and dedicated. He's been consistent. He's been consistent in his giving. He's been consistent in his prayer. And it's come up before me as a memorial. This is New Testament, amen. This is New Testament. And Cornelius looked at him, he's afraid, and said, what is it, Lord? He said, I've caused you to be remembered. Your prayers has come up before me as a memorial, or some versions repeat, as remembrance before God. What you've spoken, what you've asked for, God will hear this year, and God will answer prayer speedily in the mighty name of Jesus. Before this year ends, God is getting ready to turn up for someone in this place. Someone is listening. God is getting ready to turn up. God is saying, I'm hearing your cry. I'm hearing your cry. I'm answering your prayer. He said, there are prayers and then alms. They come up before me specifically. One denotes the spiritual outgoing of his soul to God, his prayer life. One denotes the spiritual outgoing of his soul to God. The other is a practice of an outgoing goodness towards men. So he's saying he was good to God, he was good to men. It seems to me that people who are being remembered are people that are always remembering other people or helping other people. I'm going to say that again. It seems to me that the people who are being remembered by God are the people that are always remembering others or helping other people. Amen. Nehemiah, he remembered Jerusalem. He said, I need to do this for my city. Hezekiah was always doing good. Joseph was always doing good. The Shumanite woman, she was doing good, amen, to Elisha. She was doing good to the prophet. She said, let me make him a room, amen. Ruth was doing good to Naomi, amen. So I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to stay with you. Cornelius was doing good to the people, giving alms to the people. The people that were caused to be remembered are the people that always remember other people. You see the pattern? You see the pattern? You see the pattern? There's a pattern there. God will never forget you. The Bible says, and let me close, for God is not unjust, and this has been the theme throughout the whole Hebrews 6 verse 10 if you're taking notes. For God is not unjust to forget your work and your labor of love which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. So not only have you ministered, but you're continually doing it. You're continually doing it. There's some people, the man of God, Pastor Mark, he started this station. God is saying, I remember you. Amen. It's not where it was. Amen. Listen, God is saying, I remember you. There's men of God that started ministries and God is saying, I remember you. I remember you. I know the work that you've put in. There's some pastors that have labored. Amen. Labored without pay. Labored not because they want pay, but because they just want to serve God and they want to serve God's people. God is saying, I'm causing you to be remembered. I have not forgotten you. I have not forgotten your labor of love. He said, I'll cause you to be remembered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God is saying, I remember you. You're not forgotten. So I want to let you know, there's that woman that may be crying at the sink right now. You're at the kitchen sink and you're saying, God, man, I thank you. You've not forgotten me. He's not forgotten you. Amen. Don't be weary, Galatians says. Do not be weary in well doing. Amen. This is why the enemy will try to wear us down. And the Bible said in these last days, he'll try to wear down the saints. But Galatians says, don't be weary in well doing. Because in due season, I'm going to say this again, in due season, you shall reap if you faint not. So just say it after me. Jesus, help me not to faint. Say Jesus, simply just Jesus, help me not to faint. You're not going to faint in this season. Jesus is the keeper of your soul. Amen. He's the strength of your life. Jesus has got everything under control. He's not going to leave you and he's not going to forsake you. He's going to do what he promised to do. Amen. Just believe. You are not forgotten. In Jesus' name.
thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.